This is Earth and Sky, Sunday, October 16th. Our planet Earth casts a dark, cone-shaped shadow into space.
It extends more than three times the moon's distance from us. This shadow, called Earth's umbral shadow, will barely hit the full moon tomorrow, causing a very shallow eclipse of the moon. From North America, this slim partial lunar eclipse happens in the wee hours before sunrise on Monday, October 17th. Meanwhile, as seen from Australia and Asia, the partial eclipse takes place after sunset on Monday evening. In reality, the eclipse happens at the same time for all of us, but our clocks say different times.
Despite its shallowness, this eclipse lasts for almost an hour from start to finish. Eastern North America sees only its beginning stages. Western Asia sees only the final stages. If the moon orbited Earth on the same plane that Earth orbits the sun, we'd have a total lunar eclipse every month at full moon. But since the moon's orbit is slightly inclined, the full moon usually moves above or below Earth's long umbral shadow.
Twice a month, though, the moon in its orbit crosses Earth's orbital plane at points called nodes. Any time the moon is both full and at a node, a total lunar eclipse is inevitable. Our thanks today to Research Corporation, a foundation for the advancement of science. I'm Joel Block.
And I'm Deborah Bird for Earth and Sky.